97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Oh, if you're wondering which rock and roll group that is, that would be Armed American Rock and Roll right there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hit it.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Mark Walters. In addition to being a fantastic radio host, he apparently can shred a guitar. Wow.
I am dumbfounded and left speechless. You actually played that. That's the first time I've ever been aired on radio. That's unbelievable.
Well, here, yeah. Carl, bring it back up again here and just listen for a second as the aspiring Eddie Van Halen here. That is awesome, dude.
That
you're
is
rocking.
Good. You know, Mark Cox says that he would like to learn guitar this year. I know we're getting toward the end of the year, but maybe you guys could jam out together, Mark.
Man alive.
Hi, Kim. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
Honestly, I was just practicing some scales. I picked up a guitar a year and a half ago. I've been taking lessons for a year and a half, and I'm really progressing well.
Do you know Hot Cross Buns or Mark?
Oh, man. I told him I could play Smoke on the Water. That's the only thing I can still play after all these years.
I refuse to learn that. I will not play that for a reason. I can't stand it. But
yeah.
I tell you this, I will play you a kicked up happy birthday for you one day. You let me know when your birthday is, Kim, and I'll send you that for sure.
Coming up in December.
Nice.
So it's coming to you.
Oh, wow, boy. You. Man, Mark, I tell you, we're in the right business right now, aren't we, trying to defend the Second Amendment in the face of a Kamala Harris potential administration? It is frightening. I heard her say this week, I want some guns banned, but I'm still pro-Second Amendment. Those things can't exist in the same sentence.
No, they can't, but they do.
Yeah.
And they do because... Yeah, I was thinking about this when I was waiting for the call to go live. I have never seen gaslighting like this ever. Now, I'm in Georgia. You can imagine the ads we're seeing coming at us every 5 minutes in a quote-unquote, I hate to use this term, but I will because they do, battleground state. Trump is up by about 6 or 7 points in the state in every poll I've seen. That doesn't stop the cheat, though, right? I don't know. But the lies that we're seeing are just, I mean, leave me as a talk radio host almost speechless, Mark. I've never seen anything like this before, where it's just openly lying to the American public constantly all day long. And, the term gaslighting is very real when you see it coming at you. And when it comes to our firearms, just on Sunday, she said, and I quote Harris, "It is a false choice to suggest you are either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away." Really? You want to take my guns away, and you trot Tim Walz out in a camo hat.
Yeah.
You say you want to confiscate guns. You want to require me to sell you back my gun you never owned. That's confiscation without saying confiscation. That's taking my property from me that I own in the form of my firearms.
Yeah.
Yet at the same time and in the same breath, you tell me that you support the Second Amendment. Please. Connect the dots for me.
I about fell out of my chair when I heard Kamala Harris at the debate say, "Oh yeah, I own guns. Doug, we both own guns. Yeah, we Tim Walz, we both have them." Like, really? Like a squirt gun?
Well, that would be a natural follow-up question, wouldn't it? If you're an objective journalist, what kind of gun do you own? Do you go to the range? Do you shoot?
Yeah.
What kind of gun is it? How long have you owned it? Now, Alan Gottlieb was on my program on Sunday night, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, and he made the statement. Because remember, it would be bought and registered in California. They can find no record of her ever purchasing or registering a firearm in California. Now,
wow.
I don't know to what extent they went to dig into that, but that's what Alan said on my show on Sunday night.
Hmm. I mean, they should dig into that, right? Because who knows if she's really telling the truth or she's just trying to say that to be like, oh, yeah, I support the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
I know where my money would be on that one if I were in Vegas and asked that question on a table.
That's right. That's a good point. Mark Walters with us from Armed American Radio. I'm anxious, since you do live in Georgia, just to, I mean, what is the tone of the ads that they're running down there to try to convince people in what's always been a pretty conservative state that Kamala Harris is the answer?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because that I was thinking that myself when I was watching these. First of all, they're not touching on guns or gun control at all on any ad that I've seen from her in the state of Georgia. So they're removing that right off their palette, number one. Number two, it appears to be economic-oriented. And the last ad I just saw, literally 7-8 minutes ago, was the, you know, I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this ad. I'm going to lift the middle class. Donald Trump wants to give tax breaks to billionaires. But her strategy was to lift the middle class? Well, how are you going to do that? There's no substance at all. It's just buffoonery from Kamala Harris. I have to admit, the Trump ads are really good. They're going after her hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just amazed that we're not seeing... I'm just amazed that we're not seeing more Trump ads hitting back. Like, we don't see him in Missouri, is my point. Because he's going to win here. And we don't see him in Illinois because he's going to win there. So unless you're watching some cable show that happens to originate out of Philadelphia or Atlanta or something like that, we don't see the ads, which is why I'm always interested in hearing the perspective of people that live in one of these states that's so hotly contested.
Well, if we're to a point now, we just turn everything off.
Yeah, I'll bet.
That bad. And what we've got 40-some days to go. Trump and J.D. Vance are going to be here again today in the state of Georgia, I believe around Savannah area. So he's making his presence known throughout the state. Harris is not here today. I think she's in Nevada and Arizona. She's out west. But there has been a tremendous amount of focus here in the state of Georgia. But I see Georgia rapidly moving farther and farther to Trump, and I'm very hopeful. But, again, we have to contend with Fulton County, the gun grabbers in Fulton County, the shenanigans, the cheats, the lies, the Democrat machine that is in place in Fulton County. You just never know what they're capable of doing. But whatever it is, they'll do it. The last election was a water main break that happened to be a leaking urinal.
Yeah,
but they'll blow that out of proportion. But nobody trusts Fulton County here in the state of Georgia. And it angers a lot of people because Georgia is a very big rural state. Atlanta's just a part of it. But it seems to want to own the whole state, much like Chicago and Illinois, et cetera. We see these with big Democrat-run cities.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're very pro-gun here. That dog's not going to hunt here, Harris. Okay.
I love it. I love it. Mark, keep up the good fight. Remind people again where they can listen to your show, please.
Yeah, armedamericanradio.com, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 Central Time, and Sundays from 7 to 10 Central Time. We're there.
And it's got the best soundtrack of any radio show in America, Carl Flynn. Listen, hold on. You got to add that into your soundtrack, Mark. There's no doubt about it.
That was just an E minor pentatonic scale, but I put the big hair effects on the amp when I cranked through that. I have to admit, I was shocked I was able to do it.
That was awesome, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
All right. See you later. Hold on. I just wish I could sound that good on a guitar.
There's still time, Mark.
I can do the pentatonic scale, just not like that. It just takes me a little bit longer to build up to that. So we'll see. My friend Richie's out there scratching his head, said, I thought you were going to come and take some lessons from me. I just haven't gotten around to it.
I remember you saying that at the beginning of the year.
I know.
Is that not your resolution?
I know. It was one of my goals.
You have two. You have October, November, December.
I called it a goal. So we'll see.
Tomato, tomato.
Get more at 971talk.com.